Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School, and welcome to Solid Ground. Currently, Pastor Brian is going through a verse-by-verse study of Joshua chapter 2 called Lessons in Faith. So let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
Let's go back to Joshua. Let's pick it up at verse 9. The fourth principle from verses 9 and 11, 9 through 11, I want you to see is faith involves God's preparation. Verse 9 says, "And she said to them, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted, neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath." Now, how did this woman know all this? All it was she heard of these reports, something that happened 40 years ago when they crossed the Red Sea. So this was something that was supernatural, this report that went out. It prepared this woman's heart to receive these two spies. And it says the whole community, the whole city, the terror is upon their life. I find it kind of interesting that here one person hears the report and responds with faith. The rest of the community is responding with fear. This is the only one. They all heard the same report, but this is the one that put her trust in the true and the living God. And this is the confidence that you need to have if you are going to be involved in the Lord's work, that God is working ahead of time in the hearts of the people that He's called you to minister to. And He is going to prepare their hearts, especially if you're a teacher or an evangelist. God's going to be working on their hearts ahead of time, softening their heart, bringing them through circumstances, and then your word comes in, writes, and applies it to their life. That is an awesome thing to behold, to see God bring your life to an individual that is prepared to hear the gospel or prepare to be encouraged or prepare to be strengthened by the work that God flows through you by His spirits. You have to trust in that. We sang a song, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit," says the Lord. God is working ahead of time. Now He's bringing you right into that set of circumstances. Just like with this woman here. Her heart was prepared even before they even got there. They haven't said anything yet, and she's confessing faith in the true and living God. That's a supernatural power of the work of God, God's preparation. We had an interesting situation. One of the brothers told me a story this week of something that happened at the convalescent ministry of this where we go here in the city of La Mirada. There's a guy that's been an atheist and, you know, basically doesn't want to listen to any of the missionaries that have been in there, and, you know, doesn't want to have people read the Bible to him, and just has rejected the things of Christ. But one of the brothers had the opportunity to speak with him and led him to the Lord. And the very next day, the guy died. I mean, talk about God's timing and God holding this guy alive just for that one person. So the one messenger, for whatever reason, was the one that was able to get through to him, although no one else was. Even the nurses were shocked and surprised. So that's the Lord. I mean, don't you want to be a part of seeing that happen in your life, that you're the last person to speak to an individual before they pass away and lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, you have to put yourself in the way of God's work and watch Him work, and you'll see these preparations work ahead of time, the hearts that God wants to touch and reach. Now, collectively, we do that as a church as well, but individually, you want to be a part of that. Give your life to the Lord. Let Him work through it. And you'll have stories like this to tell of your own life, of how God works in the supernatural power. And you'll see Him prepare in advance people's lives. That may be family members, maybe neighbors, maybe relatives here around Christmas time. Start praying. Thanksgiving, Easter, start praying for their life. You're around them. There's always opportunities to minister to your family around those holidays if you have a good testimony. See, this testimony went ahead and said, "Hey, we've heard about you guys. And there's the power of your life, living a godly life, and then God bringing your life across somebody." God works in a powerful way that way. So you have to have that confidence in His provision, His working ahead of time. The next section is a rather larger one in verses 11 through 21. I just want to read through it. and read what the book of James says about Rahab. And this faith involves works. Faith isn't just, it's kind of this hope and trust in God. Now it involves action. And we see Rahab definitely, her faith is being evidenced by works. Verse 11 says, as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted, neither did there remain any courage in anyone because of you, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven and on earth beneath. Now therefore I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token, and deliver our lives from death. So the men answered her, our lives for yours. If none of you tell this business of ours, and it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on that wall. And she said to them, get to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, you may go your way. Then the men said to her, we will be blameless of this oath of yours, which you have made us swear, unless we come into the land, you bind this line of scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you bring your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household to your own home. So it shall be that whoever goes outside the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever is within the house, his blood shall be on our head, if a hand is laid on him. And if you tell this business of ours, then we'll be free from your oath, which you made us swear. Then she said, accordingly to your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet cord in the window. Turn with me to the book of James real quickly. James chapter 2. James mentions Rahab, as does Hebrews chapter 11, that list of people that walk by faith. James emphasizes the aspect of works that faith will produce. Verse 25 and 26. James says, likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. I mean, they required some things of her. They said, get your family into your house, and if they're out in the city and they're out in the street, their blood's upon them. They need to be in this house and tie this scarlet rope outside of your wall so we know that's the house to go to, and no one will lay their hand upon any member of your family that's in the house there. She had to trust in that, but it was evidenced by her works. And just simply, especially if you're not a Christian, Christianity is not simply just trust or confidence in Jesus Christ. It is that. And the Bible says that a man is saved by faith apart from works. But yet at the same time, if there are no works, that shows that your faith is dead. Doesn't matter what you say. They're going to say, I have faith in God. James says, hey, even the demons believe, and they shudder before God. They fear before God. If you really want to know that you're truly a child of God, is there evidence in your life that reflects that? If there's not, James says your faith is dead. And going to church doesn't count. Anyone could go to church. Anyone could come and sit in a building for a time. That means nothing. Is there the supernatural work evidence in your life by works that you do? Faith will produce works, and that in turn confirms that you're a child of God. And if you don't see that in your life, it doesn't matter what your lips may say, your faith is dead. You don't have a living